from KQED.
Public health insurance programs take up an enormous part of California's budget, and they took a big hit from lawmakers and the governor this year trying to close the state's massive deficit. The California Report's Sarah Varney has more on what these cuts will mean for the people who rely on these programs.
The state's spending plan for the upcoming year includes a $1.4 billion cut in Medi-Cal, the insurance program that serves 7.5 million poor and disabled Californians. The Healthy Families program, which covers the children of low and middle-income workers, faces a $30 million reduction. Those savings come mostly through increased co-pays and premiums for beneficiaries, a cap on the number of yearly doctor's visits, and a decrease in what the state pays doctors for medical care.
Any reduction has consequences. In our case, that we're being forced to make reductions because of the budget situation.
Norman Williams is deputy director of the California Department of Healthcare Services, the agency that oversees Medi-Cal. Williams says no one at the department relishes the new restrictions.
We have a good relationship with our providers, and we work with them to try to put together programs that allow as many people as possible to get the services they need. The copay is a difficult thing, and it was not something that we would have instituted under other circumstances.
Those with Medi-Cal will, for the first time, pay a copay: $5 for a doctor's visit, $50 for ER visits, and up to $200 for a hospital stay. Advocacy groups and beneficiaries say that may sound reasonable, but for a single person earning $11,000 a year, the extra payments add up. Sarah Birdwell was born with a spinal cord injury and has been on Medi-Cal her entire life. She lives on $900 a month.
If you think about it this way, $5 can buy you a lunch.
Birdwell is now 32 years old and lives in an apartment in Walnut Creek, a suburb east of San Francisco. Like many people on Medi-Cal, Birdwell has a difficult time finding specialists who accept her public insurance. Many doctors don't accept Medi-Cal because they say the payments are so low they lose money on every patient. But the change that irks Birdwell the most is the cap on doctor's visits. Starting in September, she can make only 7 visits to the doctor's office or hospital.
It's like Big Brother situation or something. I don't enjoy people telling me what to do as it is. Telling me how many times I can see my doctor, that would really make me mad.
Under the new policy, Medi-Cal patients can get permission for additional visits if they're medically necessary. But health policy researchers say the effects of capping visits and increasing copays has been studied in other states that have implemented similar reforms. Peter Harbage is a health policy researcher and former state health official.
What is going to happen is these costs go up. For individuals, they're going to delay seeking needed care. They're going to try to put off seeing the doctor when they need to see the doctor.
California's Medi-Cal program used to be considered one of the most generous in the nation. Just a few years ago, the state offered many so-called optional benefits, like dental care and podiatry. Now, after years of nagging budget problems, nearly every optional benefit has been eliminated. Provider rates, too, have been slashed year after year. California ranks almost last when it comes to how much it pays doctors who see Medi-Cal patients. Harbage says all this will put the squeeze on families and may, in the end, cost the state more money. But many who receive public coverage say the alternative, having to buy a private plan that can reject them or their children for pre-existing medical conditions, is much worse. Dawn Mayell decided to bring her 2 children from their home in Richmond to San Francisco's Japantown for a windy summer afternoon outing. She's starting nursing school in the fall, and her husband is a self-employed house painter. Her kids have been enrolled in Healthy Families for the last few years, and Mayell says the program is a good deal.
We pay so little for our health insurance right now. I just feel like it's a blessing. And even if it doubles or triples, if we pay $30 a month, I have the peace of mind of knowing that my kids have health insurance.
Still, the budget cutbacks to the public insurance programs come as the state is simultaneously preparing to expand enrollment in 2014, when major provisions of the federal health law take effect. For the first few years, the federal government will bankroll the massive expansion. The big question will be, what will happen when the federal subsidies wind down and the state is left once again to pay its bills? For the California Report, I'm Sarah Varney.